السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، الحمد لله with the mercy and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to perform Salat al-Jum'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our presence and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this blessed Jum'ah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the intercession, Shafa'a of Rabbi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Today I'm going to talk about one of the pillar of Islam, one of the utmost duty which every Muslim have to do on regular basis, which is the one of the pillar of Islam, which is the thing which gets us closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which leads towards Jannah. That is As-Salah. Salah, the prayer, is one of the pillar of Islam. And this is something which English, which can make a difference between Muslim and non-Muslim. That's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the prayer is the thing which can make clear that who is a true Muslim and who is not. بَيْنَ الْعَقْلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ تَلْمُسْتَقِ Between a mu'min and between kufr, what is the difference? Is تَلْمُسْتَقِ, leaving the prayer. A kafir, disbeliever, does not perform prayer. And a believer does perform the prayer. That's what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the pillars of Islam, arkanul Islam, بِنَاهُ الْإِسْلَامِ بُنَيَّ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسِ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهُ First thing is faith. Believe in oneness of Allah and the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ Utmost duty, the performing the prayer. إِقَامَةُ الصَّلَاةِ To establish the prayer. Not to just read something. No, establish, iqamatu salah. It's a very comprehensive word. And in Quran, if you see over and over, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is saying, waqimu salah, waqimu salah. It's mentioning over and over. So the dhikr of prayer is more than 700 times in Quran. Why? Because it's a very important thing. And when someone is performing the prayer, is getting closer to Almighty Allah Ta'ala. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا وَبُرْهَانًا وَنَجَاتًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And if somebody is protecting the prayers, is punctual, is careful about performing the five prayers, so on the day of judgment, this would be the Nur, Burhan and Nijat. The person would get divine light on the day of judgment. He would get the forgiveness from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, protection from hellfire, and proof, Burhan, Dalil, evidence of what? That a person is a Muslim, is a believer. So, these are the barakat, the blessings of the prayer. Nuran wa burhanan wa najat. Nur, divine light. Burhan, the evidence. And najat is protection against hellfire. Wa man lam yuhafiz alayha lam takun lahu nuran wala burhanan wala najatan. Imam Muslim mentioned this hadith that if somebody is careless, is not careful, is not trying to perform the five daily prayers, which is an obligation. So Prophet said that would not be, he would not get the noor on the Day of Judgment. And it would be dark all around and people would need the light, he would not get any noor, no burhan and no najat for that person. وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَا قَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيِّ بْنِ خَلْفٍ. And the person who is not performing the prayer, he would be on the Day of Judgment with these big prophets, disbelievers. Haman, Qarun, Fir'aun, Bel, and Ubayy ibn Khalf. So all these people who would get the torment and punishment in Jahannam, so these people would follow them and they would be accompanied by these people. So we should be punctual to perform the five daily prayers. This is obligation. We have to do. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Seek help with sabr and with prayers, salah. If you need help from Allah, so have sabr and you will get the divine help from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Or stand up and perform the prayer. And this, once you are performing the prayer, you will get the divine help from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Allah said, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ. It's a big thing to perform the prayer. إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. Except those who have khushu, those who are humble, those who feel the taste of worship of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Those who have the sweetness of Iman. Those who know that the prayer is the act of worship which will get me closer to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As hadith in Bukhari and Muslim and almost 100 hadith books mentioned and quoted this hadith which is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So it's hadith al-Qudsi. Hadith al-Quds, the highest level hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an undoubted hadith, the clear, 100% perfect hadith. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّهُ إِلَيَّ بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدُ يَتَقَرَّهُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ وَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ فَكُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّذِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَلَئِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُوتِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنْ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ إِلَى آخِرِ. It's a very powerful hadith. It's a very comprehensive hadith. I'm not going to detail of this hadith, I'm just sticking with the point what I was raising today, that Prophet said that Almighty Allah said, the person get closer to me, qurb, closeness to Allah, to getting his friendship, to feeling his blessings, is for what? He said, there is nothing else what you can do and get closer to me, except mimmaf taraktu alayhi. What I made an obligation. So the obligations, duties, faraid, fard, is the one of the most important thing. And unfortunately sometimes we miss the faraid and we run behind the nawafil. Volunteer duties, extra duties. Something which is fard, an obligation, we don't care about it, but we run behind the extra thing. So the first rule what we learn here in this hadith al-Qudsi, that the person gets closer by performing the obligations. And once you are perfect to perform the obligation of right, and everybody, if you ask any child, they will tell 5 times a day the prayer. But still, we miss the prayer. There are some who perform only Friday prayer. There are people who just come just to perform the Eid, that's it, once in a year. There are people who think just the first prayer, just the Jummah, that's it. There might be people who pray 2-3 times a day. It's 5 times a day. 5 times a day. And we don't know the reward of the prayer. A person, a Sahabi, came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "O Allah's Messenger, today I was doing business and I got too much profit in trading, in tijara. I was selling, buying, selling, buying in one day. And that is 300 ukiyah. And one ukiyah is for 40 dirham. So it's about $12,000 dirhams. 12,000 dirhams in one day. This is my saving, not the all earning, saving, profit." So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and he's so happy. Prophet said, "Do I tell you something which is better than this? Which is better than this?" He said, "Allah's Messenger, what could be better than this? 12,000 dirham in one day. In one day. That is the profit." So Allah's Messenger, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 2 rakah prayer after an obligation prayer, an obligatory prayer. Not even the farz. After when you finish the farz, you pray 2 rakat sunnah, 2 rakat nafl. So Prophet said that 2 rakatain is better than 12,000 dirhams. Why? Because the $12,000, you don't have guarantee how long it would stay with you. A day would come, you would spend, or somebody can steal, and it's gone. But the reward of 2 rakah prayer is forever. Prophet said, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coldness of my eyes is the prayer. I get satisfied when I perform the prayer. When it's time to pray, so Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mu'adhin of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, arihna bis salah. Ya Bilal, adhin wa arihna bis salah. Make me comfortable. Give me some comfort by the prayer. And we want to get rest after the prayer. He said, let's finish the prayer and get rest. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling to Bilal that give me some raha, raha, comfort. Fall earthing and we pray and we get some blessings. So prayer is a medium when you are talking to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering His blessings upon you. Hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah's Messenger, أَرَعَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسًا. What do you think? You see that what a comprehensive and what a progressive style of teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's talking about the heaven or the reward of Akhirah. Spiritual thing, but he is giving example of a practical thing that the listener can understand what he is talking about. He is giving a concrete example. In educational language, use concrete example. So he said, what do you think if somebody has a lake, a river next to his door and he takes shower 5 times a day? So is there, then Prophet asked, هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٌ. Would you think that there would be any dirt on his body? So all the Sahaba, they said, قَالُوا لَا يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٌ. They said, of course, Allah's Messenger, there would not be any dirt. The person would be clean and neat and pure. He's taking shower 5 times in a running water. So Prophet said, فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَا. This is the example, مثال of the 5 daily prayers. When you perform the prayers, so Allah takes away all the sins what you had made. So when you're performing the prayer, your sins are being forgiven. And as you take shower and you get clean, so same thing, your spirit, your ruh, your qalb, your batin, your heart is purified and cleaned by performing the prayer. So we should pay attention, and we have to see where we are. If before we were not performing the 5 prayers, we have to start it. If we already performed the 5 prayers, now we have to be careful about the sunnah. And if we already performing the sunnah, now we should do something nawafil, nafil, extra. That's the way you are getting much more blessings. Not only going behind every day, we have to go a next step every time. That's what the people of Jannah, Quran said, they would ask the people of Jahannam, مَا صَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. How you went to hellfire? We all were living together in dunya, we are in Jannah. They would ask from Jannah to people of Jahannam, hellfire, how you are in Jahannam, in Saqar. مَا صَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. We were not performing the prayers. We were not performing the prayers. وَلَمْ نَكُنْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We were not feeding the poor. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. And we were playing, we were making fun with those who were making fun. When you were performing the prayers, when you were feeding the poor, then we were laughing at you. These people, they are wasting their time, they are wasting their money. Why they are feeding others? Why they are performing the prayers? Why they are wasting their time? We are smart. We are using our time for some other thing. So that time, if they admit, it is not worth. But if we admit today, we can get the blessings. Another hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and Abu Dharr Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala, who is one of the famous Sahabi, he is the narrator. He said, أَنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَرَجَ زَمَنَ الشِّتَاءِ وَالْبَرَقُ يَتَحَافَتْ. He came in the winter, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out, and this was the time when leaves from trees are falling down. It's the winter, and the leaves already coming down, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَأَخَذَ بِغُسْنَيْنِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ. So Prophet holded the 2 branches of the tree. Again, he is giving a concrete example. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shaking. فَجَعَلَ ذَلِكَ الْوَرَقُ يَتَحَافَتُ. قَالَ فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا ذَرْ قُلْتُ لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shaking, and all the leaves are coming down. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Zar, he said, لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I am present to listen to you and to serve you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ. You see the way when Sahaba, they are talking to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything they are saying, فِدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I sacrifice my father and mother on you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فِدَاكَ أَبِي وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And here he's saying, لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. لَبَّيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, O Allah's Messenger, I'm here, I'm present. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُسْلِمْ لَيُسَلِّ السَّلَاةَ. When a Muslim person is performing the prayer, there are people who perform prayer. Allah is saying, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ sahur. People are praying and Allah said, wail, wail is for them. Jahannam, hellfire is for them. Those who are performing the prayer. Baba, they are performing the prayer. Yes, they are performing the prayer. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاهُونَ وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ Those who are neglecting the essence and the spirit and the ruh of the prayer. Those who are praying but not on time. Those who are doing riya, showing off, to show off, not for the sake of Almighty Allah. Those who are not generous, so their prayer is not accepted. Prayer is accepted when it's with sincerity, with ikhlas, when you are mukhlis to perform the prayer. So here, the Prophet ﷺ made it clear, when a person is performing the prayer, يُرِيدُ بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ And he wants with his prayer nothing, just the pleasure of Allah. That's the focus. Not that people see and they say, oh, you are a musalli, you are a good musalli, a namazi. You are the person who is worshipped, good person. No. Yuridu biha wajha Allah. The person is performing just for the sake of Almighty Allah. With sincerity. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَتَحَافَتُ عَنْهُ زُنُوبُهُ كَمَا تَحَافَتُ هَذَا الْبَرَقُ عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَ As you see that the leaves are falling down, how quickly in winter and Prophet is shaking the tree. So you see the leaves. So Prophet said, such a way when you are performing for the sake of Allah, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are forgiven. So my dear brothers, the prayer is act of worship which will remove our sins. There is another hadith mentioned by Imam Abu Dawood and Imam Ahmad. Ubadat ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala who is the narrator that qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khamsu salawatin iftaradahunna Allah ta'ala man ahsana wudu'ahunna وصلاهن لوقتهن وأتم ركوعهن وخشوعهن كان له على الله عهد أن يغفر له ومن لم يفعل فليس له على الله عهد إن شاء غفر له وإن شاء عذبه The one who is performing the prayer and his wudu is perfect, his purification ghusl is clean physically. All the adab, all the etiquette, he performed. And then he performed the prayer on proper time. لِوَقْتِهِنَّ Because performing the prayer on time is also one of the important things. The hadith in the, mentioned by Imam Bukhari and Muslim that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala he asked Allah's Messenger أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى What is the amal? The deed which Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala likes the most. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. That you perform the prayer on its prescribed timing, between the timing which were given, that this is the time for zuhur, this is the time, not the time of wajh. That means the eligibility of the prayer. Like the, if you want to perform the asr, and you keep waiting, you are sitting until you see, oh, this is now sunset, sun is setting and that time you perform, so that is forbidden. But if there is time like 1 hour for one prayer, so within 1 hour you can perform. So the first thing Prophet said, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Then he said, Summa ayyu ya Rasulullah, what else after? He said, Birrul walidain. Right after the prayer, what is important? Birrul walidain. Be good with your parents. So hukukullah and hukukul ibad, both important. So take care of your parents. Respect your parents. Love your parents. Obey your parents. Make them happy. It's not only somebody thinks, okay, I'm performing the prayer, that's it.
and day and night, every time, every day, disobeying, disrespecting the parents, and thinks I am getting Jannah and I am on my way to heaven. It's wrong. It's wrong. Not only worship. Of course, the prayer is important, because prayer will teach you your obligation. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى لِلْفَقْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. That the prayer prevents you from all munkar, all fakhsha, all fukhash and bad things, all sins. Prayer will create a sense that you will keep yourself away from bad things. Not that you are praying, but you are still doing all bad things. It's not permitted. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that anyone who is performing the wudu in the best manner of ablution, and then he performs the prayers on a proper timing, and then his ruku, and you bow down, is complete. Sujood, and he is performing with khushu. Khushu is kaifiyya, is a situation which belongs to your heart. No one can tell you when you are praying. So we cannot tell that person is performing with khushu. Is kaifiyyatul batin, is utmost tadallul, when you are totally humble and surrendering before your Lord Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. With ajz, with inkisar, with tadallul, with tawadu, and you are performing the prayer with khushu wal khudu. So this is the one of the things which is required. And you see the authority of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Bukhari, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sahaba, "Atimmu ruku'akum wa sujudakum. Wallahi ma akhfa alayya ruku'akum wa la khushu'akum." And he said, complete your ruku' and sajda. Even when I am facing towards Qibla, I'm leading the prayer, I know your khushu'. What is in your batin? What is in your heart? How you are performing the prayer? So Prophet said, I know, and this knowledge is given to me by Allah, that whether you are performing with khushu or not. No other imam or any person can tell that person is performing with khushu or not. It's only Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who could clear somebody that yes, he is performing with khushu or not. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are performing your prayer, so then you have the promise of Allah that Allah would forgive you. Allah would forgive your sins. But if you are not, so you see the wording of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's not making anyone disappointed. Oh, okay, I'm not praying prayer. I will go to hellfire. Get out of here. No. So Prophet is saying, first he told the reward that those who are doing this, they would get this. And those who are not doing this, so Prophet said, they don't have promise of Allah. They don't have promise from Allah that they would be forgiven. But insha'a ghafara lahu wa insha'a azabahu. If Allah wills, he could still forgive the person. And if Allah would like to punish him, he can still punish him. He deserves punishment. But the mercy of Allah is decided that I want to forgive, Allah can forgive. So never, never think, if somebody is not performing the prayer, never think, oh, I am perfect Muslim and he will go to hellfire. No. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when somebody is saying that person will go to hellfire, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala dislike it. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala talks to the angel, why this person is saying, I swear by Allah, that person will go to hellfire. Specifically some person. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells the angel that beware, be witness that I have forgiven that person and I will punish this person. So never be proud that you are performing, you are doing this and that and others and that. Make dua for them. Invite them towards prayer. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Tell them about the prayer, the importance of prayer. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the obligations that we have to do. And there is another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I conclude my speech by that hadith that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person is at Shaziyat al-Jabal, is in mountain, is away from the city, nobody else can see him. يُؤَذِّن وَيُسَلِّي وَيَخَافُ مِنْهُ. And he is calling Azan there and he is performing the prayer. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala talks to the angel, see, this person is calling Azan, is performing the prayer. He has fear of me. Nobody else can see him. But still he is performing the prayer. Be witness, I have forgiven him. I have forgiven him. So why we miss our salah? Why we miss our prayers? When we have all kind of facilities, it's not hard. Any prayer is not taking more than 10 minutes. So why we are missing the prayers? So we have to make a habit that we perform the 5 daily prayers. We have to teach our children, they should perform the prayers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Murur awladukum bis salati wa hum abna'u sab'in." When your children are 7 years old, teach them, tell them to perform the prayer. And if they are not performing the prayer and they are 10 years old, so Prophet said, lightly you can punish them. Punish them, warn them that they have to perform the prayer. So we should see some of the imams, they said if somebody is not performing the prayer, they were so strict. They said if somebody is intentionally missing the prayer, don't bury him in the graveyard of Muslims. Yes. So we have, and some of the imams said, okay, the easiest or the lowest punishment, like Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, they said, no, don't bury him with the Muslims. The one who is missing the prayer intention. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, he gave the easiest one, the lowest punishment. He said, capture him until he repents and perform the 5 prayers. So we should see where we stand today. So we should make a habit to perform the 5 daily prayers. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be a righteous Muslim, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guide us to the right path, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make us punctual to perform 5 daily prayers, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the Jannah with the Shafa'ah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ta'ala khairi khalqi Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam.